This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 11th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft CEO Jim Bass has announced he's stepping down June 26th. Quote, "My primary focus when I came to Piper in 2005 was to turn the company around, create a strong, highly competitive business, and make Piper a compelling choice for potential buyers. Now, with the sale of Piper to Imprimis, we have achieved that major milestone," unquote. Imprimis managing partner Steven Berger praised Bass and observed, quote, "Among Jim's many contributions has been to recruit and develop a team of capable successors who are now charged with taking Piper forward. We thank Jim for his enormous contribution and wish him every success in the future," unquote. On that note, the company says Kevin Gould, VP of Operations, will be Piper's new CEO, and John Becker, VP of Engineering, moves up to be company president. The Obama administration has selected its replacement for Mark Rosenker as head of the National Transportation Safety Board. Deborah Herzman was sworn in as the 35th member of the NTSB on June 21, 2004, and has rounded out her political and conflict resolution academic background with work on at least six major air crash investigations. She's also been a Senate staffer and worked on safety regulation affecting railroads, trucks, buses, pipelines, and hazardous materials transportation. British Airways Chief Executive Willie Walsh is asking employees this week to accept across-the-board pay cuts in what he calls a fight for survival by the airline. The Times of London reports Walsh and Finance Director Keith Williams are going without their salaries for the month of July, but asking employees, including pilots, for permanent concessions. So far, the unions are rejecting anything but temporary deals. The airline also tells the paper it will review pension funding, where the company reportedly faces a deficit as high as $4.7 billion. Echoing recent statements from an independent test official, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has told the Senate Appropriations Committee's Defense Subcommittee, quote, "I have confidence that if North Korea launched a long-range missile in the direction of the United States, that we would have a high probability of being able to defend ourselves against it. The judgment and the advice that I got was that the 30 silos that we have now, or are under construction, are fully adequate to protect us against a North Korean threat for a number of years," unquote. The Senate is considering an Obama budget which asks for a substantial investment to further develop and test missile interceptors at Fort Greely, Alaska, and at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. USDOT focuses on safety at regional airlines. NASA has the Mars Recon Orbiter back online. And will NASA and the ESA have to pool resources to explore Mars? Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Austrian pilot Chris Kurz, who recently completed a flight across the U.S. in an open cockpit gyroplane. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.